KPMG, depend on us. 6:05, good morning. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. Happy Monday. The news today brought to you by Walgreens. You can get your Reese's peanut butter eggs and your Oreo fudge creams and get right back on the bunny trail in no time. Simplify your Easter shopping with Walgreens. There's a way. Let's see what's going on with Kim B. She's got today's news.
Good morning. Well, the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team is now releasing information about an arrest involving heroin resulting from a five-month investigation. 30-year-old Nathan Block of Bend was arrested during a traffic stop on Highway 97 on April 8th. Detectives seized approximately 3 ounces of heroin, scales, packaging materials, drug records, and a small amount of methamphetamine. Block is charged with unlawful possession of heroin. Liberty Rally organizers are regrouping after having to cancel their big event on Saturday. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Organizers decided to cancel the Liberty Rally early Saturday morning due to incomplete procedures with Deschutes County. And rather than put the landowner in jeopardy, they decided to cancel the event. Spokesman Bill Schertzinger explains what happened.
We thought we all had a permit. We had filed all the appropriate insurance, given the county our checks for the permit. They cashed it, but we hadn't picked up the permit and had assumed that that was coming, or at least one of our members had assumed that. So we found out we didn't have a permit.
Schertzinger adds that they poured a lot of money and resources into the rally and briefly considered holding it, but wanted to be good patriots and citizens and canceled the rally instead. There will be another one in the future. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
A 30-year-old female from Jefferson, Oregon, reports she was raped here in Bend around 4:30 Saturday morning. She was visiting a friend on Northeast Carson Way and had passed out on a couch after drinking alcohol. Police say 25-year-old Clement Bonilla of Slayton, Oregon, had unwanted sexual intercourse with her while she was incapacitated. He then left the residence but was later arrested for rape in the first degree and first degree assault charges. And today, tax day is looming, and the IRS has some reminders for late filers. 1110 KBND's Mary Lowe's has more.
The IRS is encouraging everyone to e-file their tax returns. You can even pay electronically through a credit card or bank account. Richard Panik at the regional office says once you file a return, if you owe, you can designate the day of the payment as long as it's by the 18th.
So they can still file as soon as they're ready, and the payment won't be taken out until the date they designate.
But he adds if you file an extension and you owe, the money is still due by the 18th.
That extension is an extension of time to file the paperwork, not an extension of time to pay.
For more, you can go to irs.gov. In Portland, Mary Lowe's, 1110 KBND Radio News.
An avalanche near Saniam Pass late Saturday afternoon briefly closed all lanes of Highway 20 at milepost 86, east of Hoodoo. Oregon Department of Transportation dispatchers say the slide happened just before 5 o'clock and consisted primarily of snow. They had no reports of injuries. A snowplow was able to remove the snow and get traffic moving again in less than an hour. And some sister school sports programs are in danger of being cut. The district is considering working with the local parks and rec department to help trim costs. Superintendent Jim Golden says they're considering bringing sports under one community administrator.
We're looking like a lot of districts across the state at cutting middle school sports because of this, the level of being able to put on credible sports programs. So that doesn't thrill us. So we're looking at ways to offset these losses.
The sister school district plans a couple of public hearings on the topic, combining their sports efforts early in May. Crook County School Board is struggling to cut costs to balance next year's budget, but those battles are overshadowing some of the great things the district has going on. 1110 KBND Kelly Blyer reports.
Crook County School Board member Scott Cooper says one of their elementary schools, Ochco Elementary, is really improving its test scores.
I saw some preliminary test data coming out of Ochco, the school we're talking about possibly having to close, and we saw nearly a doubling of student performance this year in that school. You know, the gap closed in all grade levels between student performance last year and student performance this year, when comparing the school against the statewide average. That's a real credit to our staff in these difficult times.
Crook County is considering closing Ochco Elementary School as a cost-saving measure. They are also looking at reducing school days and trying to get more concessions from workers. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.